Somebody who has eaten food that is a sheni, hate oichon, which has come into contact with the rishon, and that oichon has the status of a sheni. And the dinit that somebody who eats food that is a sheni, he himself becomes a sheni, and he cannot touch or eat truma. So the Mishnah tells us, such a person should not crush olives in the olive press. He shouldn't extract oil from the olive. The reason being is that the dinit that anybody who would possibly truma, if he comes into contact with liquid that are chulin, the liquid that are chulin would become a risha. So therefore, since this person has the status of a sheni, and if he came into contact with truma, the truma would be possible. The din is that when he comes into contact with liquids that are chulin, the liquids that are chulin would become a risha. So therefore, he should not extract oil in the olive press, as when he comes into contact with that oil would become a risha on the tumor. The chulin shenasu agav kodesh. Harielu kechulin. That was treated just like kodesh. It was nasu b'taras ha-kodesh. It was guarded as if it was kodesh. Still only has the status of chulin. It doesn't have the status of kodesh. It would only become up to a sheni. It wouldn't become a shlishi or a revi. Even though kodesh could become a shlishi or a revi, and this chulin was treated as if it was kodesh, even so, it only has the status of regular chulin and can only become up to a sheni. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok goyme ha-ri elu kitruma l'tamei shnayim v'lifsoach. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Tzadok disagrees with the Tanakama. He holds that chulin shenasu ataris or kodesh has a din as if it was truma. It's treated as if it was truma, so therefore it could become up to a shlishi. So therefore, it's metamei shnayim and pasul one, meaning you would have a rishon and a sheni, and it would pasul a third. It would make a shlishi, but it would not have the din of kodesh to make a revi, even though it was guarded as if it was kodesh. But since it's really chulin, we don't give it a din as kodesh. Instead, we give it a din as if it was truma to make a shlishi. The partner speaks out that altogether there are three opinions as what is the din as far as chulin shenasu ataris hakodesh. But the two Tanama of this Mishnah both agree that chulin shenasu ataris hakodesh don't have a din of kodesh. According to Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzadok, it has a din of truma, and according to Tanakama, it has a din like regular chulin. But there is a third opinion, which the Bar Tanur says is the opinion of Rav Elazar, the previous Mishnah. He holds that chulin shenasu ataris hakodesh has a din of kodesh, and it would become up to a revi. Gravy and bean soup and milk. If any of these liquids are liquidy enough that if you will put your hand in it and then put your hand somewhere else, the moisture will get into the other thing that you put your hand on, then they are considered liquids, and therefore if they become tummy, they automatically become a risha. As we have seen previously, that when liquids become tummy, they automatically become a region. So therefore the Mishnah teaches us that these liquids, which are sometimes a little bit congealed and not so liquidy, if they're liquidy enough that when you stick your hand in them and then stick your hand somewhere else, that the moisture will be transferred to the other thing, then they are considered liquids, and if they become tummy, they are a region. Korshu. Harielushni. If after they become tummy and they become a region, they congeal. They are no longer a region. Instead, they are now a sheni. And they didn't congeal at one time. It congealed slowly. And the first part of it that congealed is no longer considered a liquid. It's considered a michael, a food. And it becomes tummy, it becomes a sheni. As a part of it that's still liquidy, which is a rishon, would be metame, the part that congealed is considered an eichel. And since the liquid is a rishon, the part that congealed, which is an eichel, would become a sheni since it became tummy from the rishon. So when it congealed, it has a din of a sheni since it became tummy from the part of it that was still liquid. Chazru v'nei michael. If after it congealed, it reverts back to being a liquid. In such a case, if, when it was congealed, it was exactly the size of a bear, then, after it reverts back to being liquid, it's completely tar. It loses its status of tumah. As when the eichel turns into liquid, not only does it lose its status of eichel, but it loses its entire status of tumah. It's no longer tummy. And even though it didn't turn into liquid at once, it turned into liquid slowly, part of it turned into liquid before the rest. So why don't we say the part of it that turned into the liquid became tamei from the part of it that was still eichel? Now the eichel was a sheni, and liquid that become tamei from a sheni become a risha. And that is a din. Anything that passes truma, such as a sheni, if it came into contact with liquid, the liquid would become a risha. The answer is that since when it was congealed, it was exactly a bear. And a bear is the minimum size of eichel. That would be metamei, other mashkin, or eichel. So when it starts turning into liquid, as soon as a little bit of it turns into liquid, the eichel is less than a be'ah, and it's less than the minimum size to be metame liquid. So therefore, the part of it that turned into liquid cannot become tame from the oichel. So since it's no longer oichel, it loses its status of tumah. Yoiser mikabeya tame. But if when it congeals, it's a bit more than a bath, then when it turns into liquid, that liquid would be tame. It would be a rishon. And the Mishnah explains what shekiva shiyata tipa rishona nitmis bekabeya, because when it reverts back to being a liquid, it does so slowly. First, one drop of it will turn into liquid. And the second that a drop of it turns into liquid, it would have become tame from the oichol that's now the size of a bath. And even if it's only a little bit more than a bath before it congeals, as soon as one drop of it turns into liquid, that drop of liquid will become tame from the oichol that's left. The oichol that's left will be at least a kabeah. And a bath is a big enough size to be mitami mashkin. And since the oichol was a sheni, when it comes into contact with that drop of liquid, it will turn it into a rishon, and that's the din. That oichol, that is the sheni that comes into contact with liquid, turns the liquid into a rishon. And since that first drop is tame, when subsequently the rest of the oichol turns into liquid, the rest of the liquid will become tame from the first drop, so therefore the entire liquid will be tame.